This is a 98FM podcast.
Can you remember it like it was yesterday? Let us know what's going on, what you remember about having your first child. 53981, or you can local 1850 22 98 98. I am joined right now by Paul Owen, who's a journalist with The Guardian. Paul, how are you doing? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing well, thank you. Very nice to speak to you.
How do you feel, Paul, today?
Well, good, really. I mean, it's been an exciting day. I think, it is very similar to the royal wedding and to the Jubilee celebrations before it. You know, I think that the royal family has become, in the last few years, very good at putting on these stage-managed occasions and really getting the general public behind them. You know, if you think of the sort of unpopularity they had, you know, around the time of Diana's death, it's changed completely. I think there is a lot of goodwill towards the Queen, particularly William and Harry, and Kate, definitely, you know, has been such a good thing for the royal family. I think that it's a very good time for them. I think they're enjoying a lot of popularity at the moment.
Now, it does seem, when I was watching the announcement there were people from all over the world at the hospital, you know, from absolutely everywhere. But what is the mood like in London at the moment?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, I thought over the course of this weekend, there was some, you know, genuine excitement and anticipation. And I think partly it was because, you know, we didn't actually know the due date, but I think most of the media seemed to calculate that it was last weekend. So people felt that that the time was coming up, you know. So I think people were starting to feel a real excitement. And there was that feeling of, has there been any news kind of thing. I don't want to overstate it, but I think genuinely, over the last couple of days, it transferred from just being a media that was in an absolute frenzy about when this was going to happen to being, the general public as well. And then I think you really saw today, I mean, there were a lot of people there, both at the hospital and at Buckingham Palace. Yeah. I think people are enjoying it.
Because I was talking to some friends of mine who live in London, and they're Irish, and they're like, we're kind of near to Buckingham Palace. We think we might actually go down when they announce it. So it's everyone does seem to be kind of getting caught up with it. But it's interesting, you know, being from the Guardian paper, which a lot of people might think, you know, wouldn't be interested in the royals.
Sure.
Was there excitement in the office about this today, just amongst people working?
Yes, I think.
You sound very dubious there.
No, I mean, I think there is excitement. You know, you're right. You know, there's a contradiction there, and we are a Republican paper. You know, we've called for the abolition of the monarchy, but I think at the same time, you know, we can enjoy a spectacle like this and a moment like this, and. You know, yes, I think in some ways there's a contradiction in that, and I think if there was a vote tomorrow, I would vote to abolish the monarchy, but while it's there and while events like this are happening, I think, it seems churlish, really, to set your face against that, and I think something like this, it's a lovely thing. It's the birth of a little boy, and I think that's something that's I've enjoyed writing about and reading about today.
And for people, I suppose, if they do want to escape it and they want to get news, you can click something on the Guardian website. Click Republican and then all news of the royal birth goes away. Which is
we did it in the Jubilee as well. We did it for the royal wedding as well, so people can click through. But I think I think this mood might change when Charles becomes king, because I think he's a much more difficult and divisive figure, and I think people do like the Queen and they feel like she's the nation's grandmother. I don't think people are going to feel quite the same about Charles.
Well, this is what's interesting, because, you know, there is such, you know, people love Kate and William. How stage managed is this going to be? Are they going to get to have time to be alone with their child? I know that he's taking paternity leave for 2 weeks. So
he is. Yep. So I think. Sorry, you go.
Yeah. No. But will they get a chance to be alone, or is it now going to be all the pomp and ceremony that we do associate with the royals?
Well, they have got very good at stage managing these things, and I think that they will do it in a way that makes the royal family look good and makes Kate and William look good, definitely. But I think, you know, for those of us who sympathise with them as human beings too, I think there's a good sign today that she had the baby at, I think, 4:26, and we only just heard about it about half an hour ago. I think that's a good sign for sort of the palace handlers, maybe giving them a little bit more space, you know, in an emotional and important event for them, you know, as people. So I hope that we'll see a bit more of that. I thought actually it would have been great if yesterday they just announced, you know, actually she had the baby last week and she's at home and she's absolutely fine. I thought that would have been great.
I was praying that something like that would happen.
Yeah.
But now we live in an age where, you know, you walk down the street and you hear an awful lot of Beyoncés and Rihannas. When are we going to find out about the name of the baby, because it will become the year that every single boy is going to be called this name in England, no doubt.
Yes, yeah, I'm sure. I believe that when William was born, they took Charles and Diana took a week to announce it. But when Harry was born, I think they announced it more or less straight away. And I think, you know, the times we're living in now, I think that it will be either tomorrow or the next day, very, very soon. I think it will be a traditional royal name. I mean, you know, I don't know, but that's just my feeling, you know, sort of Arthur or some name like that. And I think actually, you know, those names have been quite fashionable generally among new parents over the last 10 years anyway. So I think in a sense it sort of fits with that pattern too.
So we're not going to see a Mauritius or an Anglesey. No? Damn!
I don't think so. Or a Kanye. I don't think so, I'm afraid. Sorry.
Oh, you'd love it if they just had a laugh. If he just had a laugh and said it to one reporter.
Harry might do something like that. Yeah. You know, you couldn't put it past Harry.
That would be brilliant if he did something like that. Now, how much, I suppose for the next few days, she'll be there for another day. So all the media will still be out and running amok. Obviously today, the 24-hour news cycles have been filled with people saying, you know, not a lot. And then Kay Burley just absolutely had a bit of a meltdown on Sky News. It was fantastic to watch. Is this what people wanted, like all day today? Or have the media just taken over and decided this is what we need to do?
It's hard to say. I mean, I think, you know, I got back from work today. I've been live blogging this event from 8 o'clock this morning till about 5:30 nonstop. And I got back and I thought, actually, what have I just live blogged? Nothing happened, you know. But somehow there was so much to talk about. And the blog got 1,000 comments, which is a lot. And the readership figures were very high. You know, I was just talking to some other people at The Guardian about keeping the blog going overnight if she hadn't had the baby or they hadn't announced it, to keep it going overnight, and our Australian staff to take it over into the morning.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
So I think that there is the appetite there. But then at the same time, you know, many of these comments were critical of us for covering it in this way, critical of not just us, but the media of covering, you know, a young woman giving birth in this kind of live fashion. And, you know, some of those criticisms I take on board. You know, I think it's... it is a difficult line to draw, but I think the question of is there a readership for it or is there a viewership for it? Yes, definitely, there is, yeah.
Well, can I just say well done for going from 8 until 5 without actually saying much and doing an entire day's work.
Well, thank you very much.
It's absolutely brilliant. Paul Owen from The Guardian, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for taking the time, Paul.
Thanks a lot.
That's Paul there from The Guardian, who had a great day's work. 53981 or low call 80.
You've been listening to a 98FM podcast. Download more at 98FM.com.